Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A common concern with grazing corn is soil compaction. However, a long-term study done by the University of Nebraska has shown the opposite when grazing in the fall and early spring. Extension specialist Mary Dernowski talks about the findings and what really happens to the soil after grazing.
What we really found was that the grazing didn't cause compaction like you would think of. There was no changes in bulk density, which is like the porosity of the soil. So that's like, you know, how much air space there is between soil particles. But if you looked at the penetration resistance when we spring graze, so their spring grazing treatment was like starting in February, like mid-February, and going until about mid-March. When they spring graze, they did see an increase in penetration resistance. So you think about penetration resistance as like what the force it takes to go through the soil. So like if you were thinking about planting and you take your planter and the down force it takes to get the planter at the depth that you are trying to achieve, that's kind of analogous to penetration resistance. And they did see an increase in penetration resistance. However, I think the key thing for people to understand is that while the penetration resistance was increased, it wasn't increased enough to be biologically significant, meaning it wasn't going to impact the root growth of the plant. And in fact, we actually saw improvements in yield in both the spring and fall grazing compared to the ungrazing, which is actually kind of astonishing to me. Okay, so after that, the data from that long-term study, I still kept getting questions, you know, the what if questions. And in fact, our farm manager was still not convinced. And one of the reasons he wasn't convinced is because one of the things we do at the university is we graze a lot of growing calves out on stocks over the winter. And we actually rent ground around us and utilize those stocks. But as we get closer and closer to the spring, we move them closer and closer to our facilities and we start congregating cattle. And so at the end, you know, in the very early spring, like in February and even into March, we'll sometimes have like a group of 400 or 500 calves on one field, right? And so he said, you know, you are definitely causing compaction at that point. So we decided to test that, right? So we actually conducted an experiment where we were looking only at spring grazing. Because remember, I think most people are concerned about compaction. And so the idea was, well, if the ground is thawed, that is going to be the highest likelihood of compaction. And then we took it a little bit to the extreme in that we had one treatment where we kind of did what we'd say is normal stocking rates. We grazed for 45 days. We ended about mid-March. The other one, we waited. And we wanted to have the same head days per acre. So it's like, you're still grazing at the recommended rate, but now we're going to put on a bunch of calves all at the same time. And we waited until it rained to put them out. We wanted the ground to be thawed and wet. And then we put out 3 times the amount of calves we had on our normal. And we grazed them for about 2 weeks. And I will tell you, you went out there and you thought, oh man, we've really messed up. The ground looked like a dry lot. It was very pugged up. There was very little residue left. And so if you were going to cause compaction, we were going to do it in this particular study. But interestingly, we did see a little bit of an increase in bulk density with both of the spring grazing treatments, but way below the threshold where we would impact the root growth of the plant.
Today's program was a portion taken from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.